We'll go over everything with you. Okay. His name is Charlie, by the way. One of the best. He's helping us out right now.
Okay. Awesome.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Jordan?
Yeah, bud.
Hey, Jordan. How's it going?
Not too bad.
Awesome. You can't complain. It's Wednesday, right? We're almost
it
there.
It's almost
over. That's right. you were speaking with my mapping coordinator, Dan. He does a really good job at explaining the basics. He kind of told me just briefly that you're trying to get a new business up on the first page of Google, just getting it listed. Could you kind of walk me through what kind of like some of your questions or concerns are? And I can go into detail and make you understand it a little better.
I mean, I don't have any, like questions as far as like, hey, how does, well, I guess, I mean, I do want to know how it works, but I've kind of been around this a little bit. I had a masonry company and when I first started it up in 2020, my fiance at the time, she got me a free listing on Google and it set up like this little web domain that people could find a little web page and then it had a link to my Facebook page.
Right.
It was basically a free listing.
Right.
And what the point I'm at right now is just trying to get my new epoxy company on Google. So when, say, you get on there and search local epoxy companies, my name comes up. I'm not really concerned right now if it's on the first page. That will come down the road because I don't really – I have a business partner. So before I spend any money, like, hey, let's get my name on there. Let's start downloading some pictures. I'll have you guys start advertising for me. I don't want to do that without his permission, but we've gone back and forth with the advertising, but it's going to be very beneficial if I can at least get us on to Google, and then when we do want to run some verified or sort of certified ads with you guys, then we can do that. Yeah, because right now I just don't have he's out of town right now. I mean, I could call him. He's on another, he's the president of the fair board down here and they're out of town on business and all that shit. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's, but if there's a way to, and I can't remember how my fiance did it, but she did it all on her phone. She got a listing of my masonry company on there, but I've tried it this past summer and it was wanting me to take like a video or something like that and all kinds of stuff. And I don't remember doing that the first time around, so.
Yeah. So a couple things here. So, a lot has changed since 2020, when you first did it. Google is constantly changing their platform. What they did in the last 6 months, actually, it was actually in the last 4 months, 4 to 6 months, they, are making everybody get verified now. So it's not as easy as it was in 2020 to just pop up a Google business listing. Yes, you're absolutely right. It is free. But the problem that a lot of our clients have when they try to do it themselves is what you're going through, is the verification, is getting verified correctly, is making sure that you're getting Google to let access to your Google business profile. That's the biggest deal. I've had clients that it's taking them anywhere from 3 to 8 months if they could even get their verification. Because we are Google Channel partners, so they're just a little reference. There's about 40 of us in the country. We're one of them.
Okay.
So it does take a process. So it's not like tomorrow you're going to be like verified on the first page or just have that listing. It does take like 30 to 45 days.
And that's kind of what my, she's my wife now, but yeah, she was saying that about a month ago. She was like, well, she's like, I'm sure things have changed since 2020. It's like everything's always changing. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I understand that if you have to pay to be verified. I'd rather it be verified because I ran into the issue with my masonry company.
Yeah.
I would get Google calling and say, hey, we need you to verify your account with us online because it's getting red flagged as a phony company. Otherwise, I thought I did that. He's like, well, you'd have to pay like $350 and then we would verify you and then you would start getting more foot traffic. And so I was like, okay. But at that time, I was kind of leaning towards getting out of masonry. So I guess my next question, if I do have to pay something, let's just say, if I wanted to pay something tonight, just to get me on Google, I don't even care if it was like the third or fourth page, what would it cost me?
So, yeah, so it costs you $199.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what comes with that, because it's not just like, so we're a Google channel partner. Like, I just want to keep that clear. So we actually do the best work of getting you seen on Google, right? I understand, like, you don't want to, you're not looking to be on the first page, but with this, this is a package deal. This is what, this is our basic package that we actually offer. We do help you get verified. We walk you through that process so that way everything is correct. You don't get red flagged. You don't get suspended. You don't have any hiccups in that 30 to 45 days, right? Now, after that, you will start to populate on the first page because it is $199 and it's just month to month. So it's not like you're in a contract, okay? So you can cancel at any time with no early termination fees. But we do help you get on Google and then populate you within that 30 to 45 days. Now, let me ask you, with the new business, are you licensed and insured at the moment or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just asking. Because like I said, they're getting more strict. They want to do business with companies that are not fly-by-night companies. They want a legitimate businesses. So that's what we would do. We would also help you get integrated with Apple because they have a directory listing. So it's a little extra publicity for you there. And then also to Yahoo and Bing because they're search engines. So you'd be able to be on those as well. That's what the $199 covers. Okay. It also covers a full tracking system for you that we personally build. So you'll be able to see how well your Google business profile is being ranked, is being, like, what's the process of it, all the nuts and bolts in that as well.
Right.
Okay. So also, too, what we do, I don't know if Dan told you, but with us being a Google channel partner, we can only work with one company per industry per area. So once we actually close this out, we once we find our company like that does what you do, we close it out and we can't work with anybody else. So let's say you wanted to take advantage of it for the $199, we would get that started, close out the area because now we have to work with Google to make sure that you get what you're really looking for.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to. That definitely sounds well. It sucks that you got to pay to be on there, but really, to be honest with you. Like I've told my business partner, we have to do something to start getting exposure. What sucks right now for our area, we live in central Illinois. So it's getting colder. This is kind of getting into our slower season. So, but with it being, if there's no contract to sign and we can, I guess, cancel at any time. Now, when you cancel, does that take our name off of Google or does that just kind of stop? Like, how does that work if we say, hey, it's February, we're really not, the weather's not cooperating, so we really don't want to be paying $200 a month for Google services.
Right.
What can we do to pause it, or does it take our name off completely and then nobody can find us, or how does that work?
Good question. So you could always pause it. You could always do that, and then that way, if it's like your slow season, or let's say like it's just like a really rough month where you're like, hey, we're projected a bunch of snow, so we're just going to pause it for this month, then you wouldn't be billed for that, and then we would just say, okay, when would you like to restart that? And then we would call you up and say, hey, it's March, flowers are coming out, would you like to restart this stuff? And then you're like, so you can always pause it. Now, to your other question too, if you were to ever cancel, you would keep your Google business profile, you would keep the Yahoo, Bing, all the integration stuff that we keep, that we build for you, that's yours forever. We never take that away from you. The only thing that stops is just the population of us populating you on the first page. That's it.
Yeah, you just stop kind of promoting us out there, basically. It's just, we're just on the internet now. So we still pop up, but it's not like we're getting projected out in front of other companies before us.
You still pop up. So typically what happens is, once you fall off that page, somebody would really need to know the name of your business and they could look you up that way and you would pop up instead of just searching for the services.
Okay.
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 So what I...
I'm sorry. Your name was Charlie, right?
Yes, sir.
Charlie. I'm glad I got that right.
easy, like Charlie Brown.
It really does. It's like I would... I'm almost tempted to just kind of start getting the process going. Because we can work inside. What we do is epoxy. So what we do is we grind concrete down and then we put epoxy down and then we flake into it with vinyl kind of like, they look like paint chips, and then we put a clear coat over top of them. They're good for garages and basements, shops, but we also do, metallic marble floors also.
Nice.
They're very pretty marble look. So we can do this stuff inside also. I just don't want to, get caught up in a situation where, like, if I sign up tonight and say, hey, let's start getting the process going. That way, within 30 days, we are on Google, and then I get, like, a bill in the mail. So is there, like, a way that I can just, well, I guess you already said I can pay month by month. I just don't want them to get, like, surprised, like, oh, well, you signed up for December. It's January. We still got to bill you because it's January 1st, and we still got to bill you anyway. So how do I reach you guys? So let's, if I sign up tonight, say, hey, start getting the process going. I'll pay the $199 tonight, and then I'll call you in January. Let it run through December. See how foot traffic goes. If I don't want to pay for January, I call you guys or I email you and say, hey, I want to pause it. Is it a, kind of a simple process, or is it going to be the run around? And well,
good question, Jeff. So I actually take you through a Jordan. I'm sorry. I actually take you through a voice verification. I'll just read this part on this voice verification for you, because this is just an added protection for you as well. And it just states this when I read it to you. It says, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And that's 877-635-6225. I'll give that to you later as well. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So that's how easy it is. So if like today's the 29th, so it bills out every 29th, right? So just courtesy call, because we just, you know, some people will call us the day of or the day after and be like, hey, I wanted to stop it. And it's like, okay, now we got to go through, we got to go through this whole process. So we always just say, just make sure if you're going to do anything, just give us like a 3-day heads up. We can pause it and then we could always access it, you know, 2 months down the road, you know, whatever that time frame is for you. And then, like I said, all you have to do is call our customer service number. You will be assigned to an account manager as well. So I would do a onboarding call with my tech team. If you needed anything changed, if you needed anything like that, they would be the ones to contact, because they're going to be doing the nuts and bolts day-to-day stuff on your account, that you would be able to contact them, and they would just do whatever you ask them to do. It's that easy. You're always getting a live agent.
Okay. I think I would like to get something going with you guys as soon as possible. Because we're still getting some decent weather here, and even going into the colder months, if I can get it going. So if I was to sign up tonight and you guys start getting this going, you said it takes 40 days before our name gets on Google, or am I correct?
Typically it could take 30 to 45 days. It just depends on you. So we walk you through the whole process, but we set you up with everything. Like, we'll say, hey, we sent this out to you. Honestly, if you've already tried to submit something to Google, we can kind of pick up where you left off. And if you already have that submission, we can walk you through that process, and that process will be a lot sooner. I usually say 30 to 45 days. That's our policy, because I don't want to, I mean, we've done it where we've gotten it before that, but I don't want to guarantee you that, and then you're mad at me for, you know, telling you in 15 days the process will be done. I've seen a process done in 2 weeks, okay? I've also seen a process done within 30 days. So it just all depends, because there's a lot that goes on with Google, and they're massive. So they're constantly getting people that are trying to get verified. But we with the Google Channel Partner, we're able to expedite that. That's why if you don't go with the Google Channel Partner, you're really looking at around 3 to 6 months for anything like that.
Okay. So I pay $199 tonight. It could maybe take a month, so it could be the end of December before it gets on there, and then I would be billed on the 29th of December for all of January, correct?
Yeah, so then that would mean, so for us to do all the footwork with Google, you're basically just paying us the $199 for us to build everything for you.
Right.
If it takes the 30 days, and then for January, you'd be paying us basically the $199 for us to populate you to that first page of Google for your epoxy. Now, the cool thing is that we can pinpoint what you want to do. So like if, like you said, when it gets cold and you want to do just interior stuff, we can make sure that when anybody is like searching for interior epoxy, that's all you're popping up for.
Okay. And then I can up and switch it like beginning of March 8th, weather's changing. Can you guys start promoting outside work? And can I always like email like pictures of our work, or can I upload them through my Google account onto the page for outside, inside work, stuff like that?
Good question. So you could do either or. I would say you're kind of paying for the service for it. So I would just email us the pictures in, and we're always going to populate those onto the Google Business profile for you. If you want to kind of take initiative and do it on your own because you're like, hey, I just want to do it, we have a portal that you can access and you can just put it up there easy. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just jotting stuff down as you're talking to.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I understand. I do this all day. Questions are good because then I can answer them for you. So that way you have a full understanding of what's the deal. That's my main job is the perspective. I don't want you to think like, hey, tomorrow you're going to be first page. It's going to be done, built, and everything. And then tomorrow you call me. You're like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, oh, well.
If I do have pictures of like a new project, I can call you guys. Cause sometimes I just, the headache of just getting on there and I don't mind doing like Facebook and stuff like that. Those are pretty simple, but getting on Google, uploading stuff and emails, like if I can just get on the Google portal, type in my company name, email address and send it to you guys and you guys do all the work, that would be awesome.
So we'll have like an email that you can send those into my tech team when you do the onboarding call. They would give you that. They'll say, hey, send your pictures into here. And then that's when that's where you would send them in. And every time you have new pictures, you can just send them and they'll just start uploading them to your Google Business profile.
Gotcha. Perfect. Okay.
And you had another question. I kind of, interrupted you there.
Oh, no. Oh. Just kind of thinking as I talk. This doesn't sound bad. Let me write your name down real quick. Charlie. Charlie. Do you have a extension, Charlie? Like if I call up, do you have like an extension I can reach you at? Like if I wanted to specifically talk to you about this?
Yeah, so you can call us at that, the 877-635. Okay, let me know when you're ready.
635.
6225. 6225. And then my extension is 203. If I don't answer, what you can do is just leave me a message and then I will definitely call you back. In the hour, I'd be able to get a hold of you and call you. Typically, I'm on either phone calls or in meetings all day, so it's very hard to get a hold of me. That's why we have our account managers that handle the accounts there. But that's my extension there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Well, what I can do, I mean, I can set everything up here with the new Google Business Profile, because the only thing that that we have on file that we see with the old Google Business Profile is the DBJ Masonry. That's not what you're going after, is it?
Nope, that's just my old Google listing. That was for my masonry company, but I no longer do that. But, I mean, people still find it, and they call up, and I'll do some side work every now and then if it's a small brick job or a small concrete job or something like that, but I don't do a whole lot of masonry anymore. But I mean, it doesn't hurt once your name's on the internet. If somebody knows where they can find you, I guess they just type it in and kind of get some site work or something like that off of it. It doesn't never hurts, but yeah,
very true. that's very true. Well, what's your new name that you're going for then?
It's L2 Epoxy, L as in Larry, the number 2. And then Epoxy Coatings, LLC.
Okay. I just want to make sure we have the correct thing here, because... Oh, no. Let's see what's going on here. Just make sure here. So you said it's L2 Epoxy Coating LLC, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. For some reason, this system. And is this, I mean, you guys are pretty new. How new are you? Because it just says new in business here. Are you?
We just started this year, probably back in June. We filed our LLC paperwork. I've been doing this for the last 2 to 3 years for another company in the area that I work for. But that gentleman, he was trying to sell his company, but then he stopped trying to sell it because he wasn't going to get the money he wanted for it. So he asked me if I wanted to subcontract for him. Well, being a subcontractor, I have to carry my own insurance, my own name. So I was like, do it. I was like, so I started up my own company and I sub for him, but I'm also trying to grow my company also. So
yeah,
start with some kind of advertising. So
absolutely.
Definitely
nice. I mean, you know, you got to start somewhere, which is good. And definitely understanding that you know, advertising is a big deal for you. So understanding just getting a Google Business Profile is a big step in the right direction for sure. Mm-hmm. For your business address, are you guys still at the 1420 Eater Drive?
Yep, that's still my house, yeah. That's our office / shop, all that, so that's the same address.
Okay, and then you guys don't have, like, a website yet or anything like that, or
no.
Are you guys in the process of building
it? I have my page, which I think once I get the Google going, if it can link everything, so like if someone clicks on the Google and there's like a link to our Facebook page, that's mostly where all of our pictures, videos, and stuff will be at. People want to see like what kind of products we offer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No website. I really haven't. It costs quite a bit of money to have someone build your website. So if I can just get some advertising going through Google, and then if they can see our Facebook page, I mean, there's nothing on our Facebook page that you're not going to find on our website.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all that good stuff too.
Okay. So yeah, so once we build the Google profile page, we can link the Facebook. We do it all the time with our clients. And then Jordan, what's your last name?
My last name is Landess, LANDESS.
Landess. Okay. And then what's a good email address for you?
For right now, let's just do my personal email address until I figure out what I'm going to do, with the advertising. Let's do, it's just my name, Jordan Landess, 8618@gmail.com.
Landess, Jordan Landess, 86, is that what you said?
Yep, 8618@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. And then you guys are in Illinois. Are you guys central or eastern?
We're kind of eastern.
Kind of both,
Illinois.
Huh?
Yeah. We're about 2 hours south of Chicago, and we're about an hour from the Illinois-Indiana border.
Okay.
Yeah. We're right down... I live in Rantoul, which is just 10 minutes north of Champaign, where the U of I is.
Okay. So do you guys, I mean, do you guys fall under, like, Central Time Zone, or do you guys fall under Eastern Time Zone?
Central Time Zone.
You know, that area is kind of weird. Sometimes we'll have somebody in, like, the Illinois area, and they're like, oh, we're Eastern. I'm like, what? Okay.
Oh. We're smack dab in the middle of the damn country damn near, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Time zone over here. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. And then, just for today, for the listing itself, I mean, are you going to secure that listing with a business credit card? Are you going to do it with a personal for right now, or how did you want to do it?
It would be on my personal credit. Well, it's a personal / business credit card. It's under my name, but it's also under the company name also. I'd really like to do this, but I got to give my, he's my business partner, but he's also my father-in-law also. So there's kind of a family dynamic type thing there, but I really want to run this by him. I don't think this is a bad deal. $199, you guys do all the footwork, you get it built, and then you put it on there. And it's, you can cancel at any time as long as you give plenty of notice from what it sounds like. So
just 3-day notice. Yeah.
Yeah. I would do it tonight. Like, trust me, I want to start getting this going as soon as possible, but that's to get your extension so I can get back and talk with you directly. So let me talk to my father-in-law and run this by him, because he's always worried about contracts. And well, what if we get locked into a 12-month deal and it's $200 a month. So he's going to have questions also, but there's really no way around this. We have to start getting on the internet or we're never going to grow. Nobody is going to find us. Everyone that I know in the area here, like I have a job coming up next week for a guy who owns a small remodeling company. And he's like, man, you need to get on Google. He's like, I found you, but it took me some time to find you. It was through a person that knew my wife, so he found our Facebook page. But he's like, man, he's like, I get 99% of my work from Google. He's like, you have to get on Google. I was like, I know, man. I know.
Yeah.
Trust me. I know.
90% of people actually do business on that first page of Google. So that's just a Google statistic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very lucrative.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you kind of want his approval. I mean, just to be completely honest, this is an exclusive listing with, because we're just a Google Channel partner. So, I mean, you could probably find another SEO company that may or may not be able to do what we do. It's kind of like a toss-up where, you know, going with a Google Channel partner, it's the exclusivity with it because they have to follow strict guidelines. A lot of times when you're not with the Google Channel partner, what happens is they just try to sign everybody up under the sun. They really don't care about like you or your competitors because they just want you guys to sign up with them. Where with us, that's why we've been Google Channel partners since like 2008, is because we have to continue to prove to Google that we do legitimate business. We do it with legitimate companies and we're, you know, we have to follow their guidelines. We have to prove that every month to them. We have to keep a certain status. I would hate for you guys to miss out because it is our duty here to fill the listing. So that's why Dan was calling. He's calling all the people in the area to fill that listing. I mean, once we disconnect, he is obligated to keep calling the area to fill it. Like I said, once we fill that listing, we close it out. We can't work with anybody else who does what you do until either – like there's a bunch of varies, but until like maybe they upgrade their package to something bigger and better, maybe they freeze or they cancel their subscription. These things come at random. That's why we kind of called you randomly.
No.
So, I mean,
going with an outside source or just like, so you guys are kind of like exclusive with Google, kind of like you're going to be just working basically for my page. Like you're not going to be taking on like 30 other epoxy and promoting them. So
100%.
If I don't go with you, just get a hold of like just an everyday regular Google representative, I'm just basically getting thrown out into the vast ocean of epoxy companies here in Central Illinois, and they don't really look out for you. You're just on there basically.
Yeah, I mean, typically what happens is, like I said, 90% of people do business on that first page. So if you were to get on Google, it's where the placement is for people to really find you. Because if they don't know the L2 epoxy coating actual name, then they're not going to be able to find you. So that's why with us, we place you on that first page for people that are saying like, hey, epoxy coating companies near me. Boom, now your business populates on the first page. And on that local map section, that's where a lot of people are searching, so that's where you would populate. So it's the benefit of having that placement instead of more of just kind of waiting. I'll tell you, I talk to a lot of business owners. A lot of them wait, and some of them just come back and they're like, hey, okay, I'm ready. I'm like, we filled the spot. We can't take you on. They're like, no, but I want to do it. We're like,
oh,
there's only a certain amount of spots. We can't. I'm sorry.
No, that makes complete sense, Charlie. Trust me. I'm definitely, you know what? To be honest with you, sometimes in business, you just have to make what they call like an executive decision. It sounds right. cheesy, but at this point in time right now, we're subbing for another epoxy company, and I am trying to grow my own epoxy company. I don't want to make 30% off a job. I want to make 100% off a job. On
the are only making 30. Wow.
Yeah, and I mean we're making decent because epoxy is not cheap. So
sure, but 100% is a lot better.
Yeah. What I probably will end up doing is. I'll probably end up paying for this. Like I said, we don't have like, we have a business debit card to our bank, but I have
right.
a business card under my name that I qualified for with my credit. So it's basically Jordan Landis and L2 Epoxy that wanted to get some kind of history for my company also, just in case we ever had to buy a piece of equipment or get a loan or financing. So basically
right.
what I'm going to end up doing is, I'm going to pay for this tonight, and I'll just basically pay for this out of my own wages. And then when it comes time,
right.
if my father asks, man, we really got busy. What's going on? Well, that's what happens when you advertise. Because
yeah,
if
like
I was to call him, it would be a whole kind of, well, let's just kind of hold off. This sounds
right.
like, so from what you've explained, you guys do all the footwork and keep us on the front page. That's
yes,
what
sir.
Your job is to do. Keep us at
the
forefront. So put on there. They see us. Okay.
And to Jordan, to your point here. So, I don't want you to feel like you're going to get locked into anything because it's not. So everything that we actually go over, I take you through a voice verification. So that way that's protected for you as well. That gets sent to you in writing. I also send you an invoice on what it is and a breakdown of just the month to month with no contracts. So even if
okay.
like your father-in-law is like, you tell him and he's like, I didn't want to do any contracts. You can say, hey, look, no, we have a email here. It says no contracts, literally in big bold letters, no contracts. And then, like I said,
right.
you can cancel at any time.
You
guys are grandfathered in at that $199 price. So, I mean, God forbid, knock on wood, that inflation doesn't keep going up and prices keep driving through the roof. You guys would be locked in at that $199 price for the life of you having that service.
Now, when it goes up on Google, like I know we can list like an email address and stuff like that. I'll probably end up keeping my email address, and then as people email, I can go out, set up business stuff. But I've always been the type in my life, 37 years, I've never asked permission for anything. I don't really work well with others to begin with. So when I went on this venture with my father-in-law, I kind of realized like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, I said the same thing, like, you don't work well with others, so. But he was wanting to get in on it. He was wanting to learn it. I was like, he's a great guy. Hard.
Yeah.
We do work well to get stuff done, but sometimes
you just gotta roll
this company.
You
just have to figure. And the internet runs the world now. It's like you have to
be on
the internet. You're not going to put a listing in your local newspaper and
be found
like this 1973.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. So,
definitely agree with you there.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. And if it reaches a point, let's say, if I get online in 2 weeks and, we get to the end of December or 3-4 days before billing comes out and I haven't seen any kind of foot traffic, then I'll be like, yeah, let's hold off for January. Let me call you back in end of February. And I got your name, number. I'm going to save all that. And all the emails you send, I'll save those too. So I can definitely try to stay in contact with – I would much rather deal with the person – well, you than, like, new people all the time. So.
Yeah, I mean, you could you'll have my email address, so you could always send me an email. And then you have my extension there too. So if you ever did need to get a hold of me for any reason, you could contact me, and then I could always like reach out to the tech team, like, hey guys, this
stuff
isn't going.
I'm leaving Google and going to time soon.
Yeah. No, I'm here. I'm not leaving at Google and going to Yelp at all. No, I'm staying here.
Okay. Yeah. Yelp my last season of Masonry, and I spent almost $2,500 in advertising to them guys, and I didn't get one job. I mean, it was ridiculously expensive, and I got nothing from it. Nothing.
Yeah, typically what they do is they vet out the leads. So your leads are actually not going exclusively to you. They actually vet those leads out to three or four other masonries in the area. So could be probably why you didn't get
Well, man, Charlie, let's go ahead and do it. I got my credit card.
Okay. On the billing itself, Jordan, for the name, is it just your first and last name, Jordan Lattice?
Yeah, Jordan Landis, yep.
Landis. And that's L-A-N-D-E-S-S, correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then for the card itself, is it still the same billing address as the address before, the 1420 Eater Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the card, zip code is the 61866?
Yeah.
Okay. And then are you using a Visa or MasterCard?
This is a MasterCard.
MasterCard? Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. The card number is 51139150630937.
Okay. Can I repeat this back to you just to make sure everything's correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I have 5113.
Yep.
7991.
Yep.
5063 0937.
Yep.
Okay. And then for your month and year?
4 of 28.
Okay. And then the code on the back.
969.
Okay. Okay, and then, Jordan, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a security question here. So this way you're protected. We don't sell your information or share it with anybody by any chance. Every time we call you, we're going to ask you the security question. It's just a protection so that way we know we're always talking to you and you know you're always talking to us. Okay, so I got three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the year I was born in.
I'm sorry, not the year. I'm sorry, the city you were born in. I'm sorry.
Oh, city I was.
Yeah, the city you were born in. Okay, you want to do the city?
Yep.
Okay, and how do you spell that?
It's U-R-B-A-N-A.
And that's B as in boy or V as in Victor?
B as in boy.
B as in boy, okay. Your, how do you, where is that from? Is that from Illinois?
Urbana?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's here in Illinois. Yep. It's
about
10 minutes south of living right now. Yeah.
Okay, so you stay pretty local then, huh?
That's far. 10 miles north of Urbana.
Beautiful. Perfect. Okay. So I have everything set up there, Jordan. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through a voice verification really quickly just to make sure you have a firm understanding. This will be sent over to you along with the invoice and then the email, the full breakdown of what we talked about. And then I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you and my tech team maybe either tomorrow or Friday, depending on your schedule. Okay.
Tomorrow would definitely be best because I'll be working on a pretty project. I'll probably be away from my phone mostly all day.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure we have some availability tomorrow. Let me see here. Yeah, we have some availability tomorrow, so we'll be able to do that. But let me do the voice verification first, and then I'll schedule that with you so then that way you can go through all the emails as well.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Flash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Business name is L2 Epoxy Coating, LLC.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Jordan Landis. I'm co-owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized user on this billing account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Jordan, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which today's date is November 29th, in the non-refundable amount of the $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th. This is a recurring payment for the $199. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, where you can freeze it. It's up to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So tomorrow, what is a good time for you and my tech team so to get a hold of you so we can get this thing going? Do you have a morning slot available?
How early? Or actually, you know what?
10 a.m.?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I said, you said how early? I said 10 a.m.
Yeah, 10 would be fine. Yeah, I'll get up, and I'm a personal trainer also, so I...
Oh, nice!
I train every morning at the local gym also. But,
there you
yeah,
go.
I can move some tonight, and I will be home by 10 so I can take your guys' call. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just awesome. Yeah, I love working out, too. I get up, like, at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's how I start my day.
I drive from Ransville down to Champaign, which is about 10 miles south of me. And I go to my local Crunch. I'm there by 4:30 every day. Yep.
Wow. Nice. Yeah, no, I think it's the best thing is to go work out in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just sending this up to you. I'm going to send you the email. It's going to be from a Google calendar. It's just going to verify that, hey, at 10 a.m. tomorrow, my tech team is going to call you on that 877 number to do the onboarding call with you. And then they're just going to verify everything is correct so that way they can make sure that they're sending the verification out to the right person. And then they're going to be working on that for you. Everything went through on my end so far. I just need you, so we've sent you a couple of different things. We sent you everything to your invoice. We also sent you a text message. It should say, hey, Jordan, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a verification, your invoice to your email we have on file, and then it'll have a link there. Do you see that? It's our terms and conditions. Can you click on that?
And that came through the email?
That came through your text messages.
Okay, I see them. So, yeah, I got one that says, Jordan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it's got a Local Splash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, click that. And then all you're going to do is click, like, yes, I want to receive text messages. Yes, I'm the card authorization holder. And then when you sign it on the bottom, just type it out, hit confirm. It's going to take you to a login form.
Okay. Login form. Okay.
So you see that it says username and password?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that's going to be that tracking system I told you about. We're going to build that for you, so you're going to get those credentials here pretty quickly. It's going to take a couple of days for us to get that built out for you, but my tech team is going to go over that with you tomorrow as well, okay?
And can I set up any username and password for this?
We're going to send it to you because we have to build it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to email it to you.
Gotcha. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, everything else came through. I got a couple emails, text messages, so I'll save
Beautiful.
You guys' local swag underneath in my phone book. So, awesome.
Beautiful. Okay, so you're all set, ready for here. So I just want to say welcome to Local Splash, Jordan. We're going to help you get on that first page of Google and get your Google business profile built. If you have any questions, reach out to me for sure. Don't be a stranger. My extension is 203 on that 877 number. So if you want to write that down as well.
Yep.
If I don't answer, just leave me a message. I'll call you and then I'll be able to answer any questions you have there. But I'm going to get everything over and start working on this to my tech team so that way they can call you tomorrow with a game plan in mind, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Jordan. We'll talk tomorrow, okay? Take care of that newborn over there. Congrats.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.